After months of acrimonious public and private debate, this afternoon the Episcopal Church installs the Reverend V. Gene Robinson as Bishop of New Hampshire. Robinson becomes the first openly gay bishop of the church. Plans for his consecration have caused a rift among episcopals around the world. There's talk among some conservatives of a split from the Anglican Church, which could trigger a schism that would remake the Episcopal Church in the United States and abroad. Schisms between Christians date as far back more than 500 years. David Steinmetz is a professor of religious history at the Duke University Divinity School. He joins us from member station WDUQ at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. First of all, welcome to the program, Professor Steinmetz. And I would like to point out that the NPR pronunciation guide is schism. You pronounce it schism.
Yes.
Rather than call the whole thing off, this is something obviously that that does divide people. Do you want to take first perhaps definition of what you call schism?
Well, a schism is a division in the church that allegedly has no doctrinal theological components to it. It's a division over practices or a division over discipline, or it's a division between groups that for one reason or another have grown antagonistic. Allegedly, the division between the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church was a schism. It was not a heresy. But on the other hand, there were theological issues that were involved in that division. So if you divide because you can't agree on Easter or you can't agree on some practice, that's a schism. A heresy is an aggravated schism in which you accuse the other side of falsifying Christian teaching. And in the current situation, charges of heresy, in fact, are being leveled by the traditionalists against the liberals, that they are not simply schismatic, but they, in fact, are heretical.
Given the myriad of divisions that there are, homosexuality, what effect does Gene Robinson's situation now have outside the United States?
There are two problems for Gene Robinson with respect to world Anglicanism. The first problem is that he is divorced. As the Archbishop of Canterbury has said, a divorced person cannot be ordained in the Church of England. So that even before we get to the question of homosexuality, we've got the problem of divorce. And divorce, not because of irreconcilable differences, but because he was attracted sexually elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Problem number two is the long-standing Christian tradition that marriage is the union of a male and a female in a permanent monogamous bond. I mean, it's tattered and battered in our own day, but nevertheless, the notion of matrimony for the Catholic Church as a sacrament, for the Anglicans all but, or maybe even a sacrament, Gene Robinson is living in a sexual relationship with a person to whom he is not married of the same sex, and therefore in violation of this long-standing Christian tradition as defined by, for the Anglicans, the Book of Common Prayer. On top of which, the traditionalists keep saying, well, the liberals are not paying attention to the Bible. I think that's very unfair, not true, but they're reading it in a very different way. The traditionalists are claiming that the liberals are paying no attention to the authority of Scripture, and that's very much the charge from Nigeria and some of the other African provinces, that the clear teaching of Scripture forbidding homosexual relationships is being ignored. From the standpoint of the liberals, the argument is you have to put one text against another and make priorities. The priority that you have to bear in mind is that the church is a new community in which God is always doing new things and including outsiders. And therefore, the notion of the church as the new communion of the baptized takes precedence over rules in Scripture, just as the rule, let a woman keep silence in the church, has to be trumped by the text, in Christ there's neither male nor female. As the Pope tried to explain to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who didn't need to know, it's not just a question of good order in the church, which was the question with the ordination of women. When you're talking about the sacrament of matrimony, you then are talking about a matter of faith and morals. So the ante has very, very much been upped in this argument. It's a more intense difference between the sides.
David Steinmetz is an Amos Reagan Kearns professor at the Divinity School at Duke University. He talked to us from our member station WDUQ at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. Professor, thanks for your time.
Thank you.